Wow. Portugal became a major player in the New World completely by accident. Soon, all the seafaring nations of Western Europe had the technology to sail across the Atlantic and around the world. They had pilot books, the magnetic compass, and the astrolabe, which measured the angle of celestial bodies from the horizon. Their ships were mounted with cannon which fired iron balls or even stones and could wreck an opposing ship or a fortress from a pretty good distance. The European explorers claimed to be on a quest to Christianize the so-called savage heathens, but this was more of a pretext than anything else. They were more interested in gold, spices, and whatever other riches they could extract from their new discoveries in the new world of Terra Nullius, nobody's land. It's ours now. The voyages of Columbus and of Vasco da Gama had in effect shrunk the world and begun the process of globalization. A wave of exploration was about to begin. But before we discuss it in greater detail, we need to examine life in the Americas before the Western Europeans arrived. Segment 2C, The New World, 1500 AD. When the first Western Europeans reached the Americas, they saw it as Terra Nullius, land belonging to nobody, and therefore open to exploitation. But belonging to nobody was far from the truth. The latest estimate of the Americas population in 1500 AD is 40 million people, which is roughly the estimated population of Western Europe at the same time. Most of this population lived in Central and South America, where mighty empires such as those of the Aztecs and Incas emerged. The Aztec and Inca empires, as we will see, left behind a large, magnificent legacy. Sadly, we have much less to work with concerning the North American Indians. Yet, the original natives of what are now the United States and Canada have left behind an important legacy of their own, which we will also explore. Empires of Central and South America. The Aztec Empire would be more accurately called the Toltec Empire, for this is the name the so-called Aztecs used for themselves. Around 1250 AD, the Aztecs, to avoid confusion, arrived in the vicinity of modern Mexico City. And by 1375, they'd successfully founded there the capital city of Tenochtitlan. From 1440 to 1500 AD, the Aztecs successfully acquired an empire which they basically exploited for the elites of Tenochtitlan, a city which reached a population of around 300,000 people. One of the Aztecs' conquests was the fabled Mayan Empire, which some date as far back as 400 BC. The Aztec king ruled his empire with a strong and bloodthirsty hand, backed by a strong military. Yet the Aztec Empire was already falling apart when the Spanish conquistador Hernando Cortes arrived in 1519. Although Hernando Cortes had been ordered not to attack Tenochtitlan, he did just that in 1519. After kidnapping King Moctezuma II, Cortes conquered the Aztec Empire in 1522. Spain was able to begin shaping its newly acquired Terra Nullius into a full-fledged overseas empire.